Over the period of time that stretched from Noah to Abraham, the nations were scattered throughout the whole world. Descended from Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the earth's population increased in number and spread out over the islands and continents. In the Bible, the genealogy of Noah's sons forms the transition between the account of Noah, the ancestor of present-day humanity, and that of Abraham, the forefather of the chosen people Israel. This genealogy is the oldest table of nations known today. The names mentioned in this list have almost all been identified by specialists. This record of antiquity shows that Japheth's posterity split and went in different directions. Of Japheth's seven sons, Gomer and his descendants went round the Black Sea from the north, then came down to settle in Asia Minor, and from there spread out to Central Europe. Javan and his family passed the Black Sea from the south and settled in the countries along the Mediterranean. Another son, Magog, headed for the north, while Madai and his descendants went to the east. The many directions taken by these races, leading them to populate the greater part of the planet, perfectly illustrate the fulfillment of Noah's prophecy when he said, "May God extend the territory of Japheth." According to the indications given in the Bible, Ham's descendants settled in Egypt, Ethiopia, Libya, and the rest of the African continent, as well as part of Arabia. The original populations of Babylonia and the southern part of Palestine were also Hamitic. Amongst the lands occupied by Shem's descendants are to be found parts of Persia, Assyria, some of Arabia, Syria, and parts of Asia Minor. However, to begin with, it seems that people did not want to spread out to distant places. The Bible mentions a man belonging to the family of Cush, one of Ham's sons, whose name was Nimrod, which means rebellious. He was an outstanding man, a mighty hunter, and a powerful king. His success as a hunter became proverbial. It was Nimrod who founded the oldest known state. He reigned first of all over Babylon and three other towns in the land of Shinar, in lower Mesopotamia. Having established his rule over Babylon and the surrounding countryside, Nimrod then made his way north and came to the land of Assyria. There he built Nineveh and three other towns. Like Nimrod, the rest of Noah's descendants, spreading out from the mountainous regions of Ararat, came to the land of Shinar and decided to stay there. It was a vast and very fertile plain, watered by the rivers Euphrates and Tigris. At that time, everyone spoke the same language. They said to one another, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth." It is possible that Nimrod, who was an ambitious king and a great builder, was the instigator of the plan. His name is not mentioned in the Bible in connection with this project, but Shinar was his kingdom, and Babylon was one of his cities. People at that time had become tired of their nomadic life and did not welcome the thought of more months and years of travelling. They wanted to live in houses instead of tents, and in a town instead of temporary camps. And they wished to make a name for themselves by building a city and setting up a monument which would be a permanent rallying point for them and a memorial for future generations. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." For lack of stones, a building material that was scarce in Babylonia, the ground provided them with brick clay, and for mortar they used pitch, which was also easily available in the area. The gigantic tower they planned to build was probably a temple tower with several stories, like those that archaeologists have discovered in southern Babylonia. But before the tower and the city were completed, the Lord put an end to this ambitious undertaking. He saw it as an act of pride and rebellion, as he had commanded mankind to spread out and repopulate the earth. The tower was also probably intended for idol worship, as temple towers were built for pagan gods. "Come," said the Lord, "let us go down and confuse their language, so they will not understand each other." The buildings remained unfinished, and from there God scattered the nations over the face of the whole earth. Babel in the Babylonian tongue means the gate of heaven, but in Hebrew the word means confusion. Next episode, the origins of the people of Israel.